Blog Talk Radio.
Life, growth, and wellness.
That you're joining us tonight here on Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. My brother and I, William Safir, we're actually broadcasting live from 115th Street in Watts, California. This is where it all started for us. So thank you for being with us tonight. We have an absolutely incredible show scheduled for you. We're going to be talking about so many different things and celebrating life and the way that we choose to live it. And so I'm just excited that you decided to be with us tonight. And so, you know, there's a couple of things that we always do here on Life, Love, and Wellness before we get the show started. And the first thing is we get anchored into an affirmative reading. And tonight's message is called In God's Love. I am safe in God's love. I feel safe in God's love for me. In God's love, there is peace. In God's love, there is harmony. In God's love is where I choose to reside. I can go to God's love at any time. God's love is always present. God's love is all that it is. In God's love, I am connected to all of life. In God's love, I feel secure, warm, and safe in this place of God's love. I am forever in God's love. Nothing can separate me. Thanks, God, for your love is incredible. Thanks, God, for providing shelter for me in this place. In God's love is food and nourishment for me. In God's love, I dwell forever and ever. I just know that that was so appropriate for what we're celebrating and the discussion we're going to have tonight. So, again, that's on my daily inspirational messages at RevSandy.wordpress.com. You can go there to be uplifted at any time of the day. Feel free. Thing that we do in here on Life, Love, and Wellness is we honor our ancestors. And so tonight is a very, very special night because my mom, who made her transition from this earthly plane late last Thursday night, Pacific Coast time, was actually on the 10th in Atlanta, where she transitioned, and she is, for our family, the newest ancestor, another young man that I know very dearly in Atlanta, Antron Rashid. He made his transition 2 days ago, I believe, and I got a note earlier today from a very dear friend of mine, Casey Caban, who said that his mom died 2 years ago on this day. And so we honor each one of these new ancestors, old ancestors, and all those loved ones because that energy of the ancestors is what gets us through. And so just make sure that as you move about in your day-to-day activities that you honor and love and respect and call on that wisdom of the ancestors for them to be there with you and to guide you and to nourish you as you go about your daily walk. So it's all about life, it's all about love, and it's all about wellness. Tonight's show is called Tell Your Story with William Saphir, Manifest Health, Wealth, and Happiness. And so we're also doing a tribute to our mother, who today is her 91st birthday. And so it's just we're going to let this thing unroll the way that it's supposed to and just be in this energy of love and gratitude and know that we are always in God's love. So William is going to be talking to us about some projects that he's got going, and we're going to, again, just let it roll the way that it needs to roll. And so we're going to take a quick, I had to get to the right music over here, you guys, because, you know, I'm all nervous and stuff. It's Tuesday. I get hyped up on Tuesday. But we're going to play a quick, take a quick music break. Listeners, remember, you can call in and be a part of the discussion if you would like. Our number here is 516-531-9819. You would simply press 1 on your dial to let us know you want to speak live on air with us. All comments are always welcome, and every voice is heard with complete acceptance. And we never pass any judgment. We never say that, you know, the question is inappropriate or, you know, turn our nose up at it. All voices are always heard. So, again, our call-in number is 516-531-9819. And push 1 to let us know that you want to speak live on air. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. We'll be right back.
key, the unity of all people, is in the dream that you had so long ago, that lives in all of the hearts of people.
Well, you know, that was Stevie Wonder doing it like no other, singing Happy Birthday from a place in his heart. And we extend that birthday wish out to Mom, who's up in heaven. We love you, Queen B, Baba Dean. We love you, we love you. And we're shouting out Happy Birthday to you. So welcome back to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. You're so welcome to become a part of this discussion tonight by calling in on 516-531-9819 and pushing 1 on your dial to let us know you want to speak live on air with us. And this is our mother. William is my brother. This is our mother's 91st birthday today. And so we're celebrating her in such a huge, huge way. She made her transition from this earthly plane late last Thursday, early Friday morning. But we would not miss this opportunity to just really celebrate her. William is scheduled to, so we're going to see what's going to happen, right? So the name of his discussion or his topic is Tell Your Story, Manifest Health, Wealth, and Happiness. And so I'm going to let William introduce himself. But, again, welcome to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. Tonight we're just it's a triple treat. Man, you in for a ride. If you want to be a part of it live on air, feel free to join in at any time. And so without further ado, let me introduce to you my brother, William Saphir.
Sandy, I just want to express my gratitude, you know, to you for picking such a time. You know, we of course, when we decided to do this a few weeks ago, however long ago it was, we thought that our mother would still be here with us physically, but you know, as she would have it, as the Creator would have it, you know, she has transitioned. You know, something happened before I get into the discussion of what really was on my heart in terms of the topic of Tell Your Story. When Sandy was administering one of the techniques, one of the modalities that she practices on my mom a few weeks ago, she mentioned that, and she had been kind of down and out. I kind of saw life kind of oozing away from her myself when I had spent some time with her. And when Sandy was working with her, massaging, I believe, her head or some part of her.
Doing
Reiki. Okay, she was doing Reiki on her. And my mom mentioned that she wanted to live. You know, she said, Sandy, I want to live. And that meant so much to me because it sparked something in me that I had never considered before, that life is not limited to this physical presence on the earth in this body. You know, that Because what I was hearing when Sandy shared that with me, what I was hearing was that she wanted to embrace life and not just the life that we witness again in the physical body, but she wanted to embrace life in its entirety. So it was an amazing experience. And this is a big background thing. That's all right. Yeah, because this is a family reunion. You know, as Sandy said, right now we're on we're at our cousin's house, which is right down the street where our house grew up in, on 115th Street, NY. So it's very appropriate. This is a family reunion, and one of the things that telling your story, you know, when I tell my story, when you tell your story, it's not limited to just you, the individual. It's the outgrowth that you represent of your whole family, the whole family experience. You know, your parents, your grandparents, your great grandparents, as Sandy mentioned earlier, your ancestors. You know, going back to your great 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 as far back as not only as an ethnic group here in America, what we call ourselves black or African American or whatever you call yourself, but even further than that, you know. But your story is vital. It's important. Or whatever your story is. And you know what? Only you can tell your story. Nobody else can tell your story the way you can. You have experiences. You have knowledge. You have skills. You have gifts. You have experiences that no one else can share but you. And definitely nobody else can share it the way you would. And so each one of the 7 billion plus, however many human beings there are alive with us today on this earth, you have a story to tell that's extremely important, and we'll get into this a little bit later. But I'm especially interested in the story that of the African American experience, because I have a deep sense of knowing that the African American story, through our perception, through our eyes, it's something that the whole world needs and is waiting anxiously for us to share with them, because there's some wisdom in that, there's knowledge in that, there's a salve, a balm, a healing source for the whole humanity, and I'm thoroughly convinced of that, and the world needs it, you know, as we witness here in America with the lack of guidance that you would expect from a national leader. The world needs the kind of gift that we've been given as an ethnic group, so that we can move forward toward and into our destiny.
So we've got our first caller for tonight. Remember when we were speaking of the ancestors at the top of the show? Casey Caban is joining us on air, and he sent me a message earlier today to let me know that his mom actually made her transition 2 years ago on this date. So, Casey, you're online.
Oh, hello. Good evening.
Hey, darling.
Can you hear me? Yeah. Thank you. Thanks for having me. It's really an honor to be a part of this. As you stated earlier in your comment about the synchronicity of it all, and I found that also in my experience, realizing that today was your mom's birthday. My mother was 93 when she transitioned. And there was a remarkable experience that I'd like to share, if I may, in the 24 hours prior to her departure, because I was in the hospital there with her for 6 straight days. and she had got a pneumonia. So it was really kind of, it just went down pretty quick. And we unplugged her on a Wednesday, but she lasted for 4.5 days. She wasn't ready. And this is what was remarkable. She couldn't speak because they had run this tube down her throat because of the pneumonia. So she was it was really difficult for her to tell us things because it was real hard for us to understand what she was trying to say because she couldn't articulate. But I was there alone, and all of a sudden she starts yelling. And it was really clear. She starts saying, "Bill, Bill, get on the bus, Bill, get on the bus." And this was the first time she had spoken that whole week that you could actually hear the words she was articulating. She was talking to my cousin Bill, who died 24 hours later. So they were both getting ready to get on the bus. And it was really like such a profound awareness for me to realize that no matter what, even though, you know, we take, you know, as I say, you know, we take off the meat suit, the energy is there. We never really die. And it's just a transition. It's a shift of energy and frequency and vibration. And, that was so clear to me in that that experience, that witness. And I also just learned an hour ago, this is a person I've known literally his whole life. I grew up with this family, and he just transitioned a couple hours ago at 61. So he went out on the same day my mom did. Fascinating, because my mother always loved him and was like another son to her. So it's really a fascinating day to me. The impact of it all is really, it's profound, quite frankly. Really is. And I'm honored to be here with you, Sandy, in this time.
Well, thank you, Casey. You know, I believe beyond a shadow of a doubt that we know, human beings know when your time is coming near. My mom, my brother, that's been taking care of her and she's been living with for the last 2.5 or 3 years, he was always at the hospital whenever she went in. Just, you know, like we would have to make him go home, you know, like, George, go get some rest, go get some rest. But this particular day, because she knew William and I were coming in to celebrate her birthday, she was in the hospital. They said that she had some bleeding on the brain. And my brother, George, went home. And just like you were just talking about, the synchronicity and the how things unfolded, and he normally would have his phone right by his head, and he didn't. And so the next morning, I'm at the airport in Atlanta preparing to come to Los Angeles to celebrate her birthday, and I'm sitting at the gate waiting to catch my plane, and then my brother William, who's our guest tonight, is trying to reach me, and lo and behold, that's where I found out that she had made her transition. And so I say, you know, she's a tough cookie, man. She knew, she orchestrated that whole thing to check out of here, and knowing that all of her children had already planned to be here. So I do agree with you on that, Casey. So thank you so much for sharing your story with us.
Yes, thank you.
You know, Casey, and you struck a chord with me. You know, I'm being blessed to come into more clarity about this thing that we call life, and you know, the kind of limitations we put on ourselves in terms of this time. You know, where this side ends and the next side begins. You know, or the difference between matter and energy, all those things, limitations that we put on things, and those boundaries that we impose or superimpose upon what we think we know. But Mom, in her energy and her willingness to share her precious gifts with her children that were still here living in these flesh suits, in these bodies, she made sure that before she left, that she left clear guidance that only a mother could leave for each one of her children. And it was actually channeled, but it was so clear, you know, it was so clear that she was giving the best of herself in terms of giving guidance for each one of us, you know. And again, so her, not only is she still living in her spirit, but she's still living in her spirit that she shared with us, you know, and that actually became us, you know. The continuity of life is amazing, you know, and as we get further in this, as humanity gets more and more into its destiny, I think we'll see that those artificial boundaries will more and more just kind of disappear, you know, and that we'll be able to appreciate life in its fullness more and more and more. So thank you for sharing your experience, because it really kind of brings that home. It really brings that home. You know, again, reflecting on the subject tonight, you know, your story, to me, it's my own soul obligates me to share my story, you know, and I hope that many of you who are listening kind of feel that same sense, that you have something of great importance, something that's very special, that the whole humanity needs. You know, again, your story is something that only you can tell, you know, and your experience is only you had, you know, the knowledge that you have in your head, no one else has the way you have it. So you have a great gift. Each one of us have a great gift to share. And I think each ethnic group has had its day, I think, but now we're living in terms of contribution, I'm talking about. And now I think it's time for the African-American people, the black people, to collectively share our story. And the way that's done is by each one of us stepping up to the plate and sharing, each family stepping up to the plate through at least one of us, and even better, through several members of the family, sharing your story. And as you do that, as we begin to see those things come together, now for the first time, we will have a collective story from us, by us, through us. How does that go?
By us, for us.
By us, for us. but something that represents our perception of what life is, and what it was intended to be, and our contribution to it. So I just want to add, as we move through this, I just want to put that out from the very outset. Put that on everyone's mind, you know. If you haven't already, start thinking about at some point, you know, get your mobile device, your telephone, recorder, your computer, whatever. But get a pencil. What's that call we used to use, Sandy? Freeconferencecall.com, but record it. Record all the information that you can that is, especially the meaningful things that's happened in your family's life, in your individual life. You know, get it recorded. You know, and take the opportunity to meet with some of the elders that are maybe in their 70s, 80s, 90s, in their 100s. And make sure that you get their story as well. It's so important. It's so important. I can't stress how important it is. And that, as you see, the subtitle that we were looking at tonight in terms of the main subject, has to do with health, wealth, and happiness. That's what brings all of those things, those elements in your life. You know, it's being who you are, being who you were intended to be, and just growing into that, expressing that fully. I think the freedom struggle, the freedom movement, you know, moving from Frederick Douglass, he's the first one to come to mind as one of the giants in that movement, all the way through Dr. Martin Luther King, Malcolm, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and Imam W. Dean Muhammad, and just all the women, and, oh, God, I can't give them enough honor and credit, you know, and especially the role as mothers. You know, we are celebrating our mother's birthday today, but the mother role is so extremely important, and it molds and shapes us, getting us ready to go ahead and live our story. So
we are coming up on another break, and so this time, since Ms. Barbara Brown was already playing the record, because I tell you, I did not touch the screen, so I am going to purposely play Family Reunion by the OJs. You're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. Tonight we're talking about Tell Your Story with William Saphir, Manifest Health, Wealth, and Happiness. We're also celebrating the life of our mother, whose 91st birthday is today. She made her transition a couple of days ago, but I tell you, she's got us on our toes more being on the other side than she was when she was here, and we love her so much for all the wisdom and the gifts that she imparted to us. So we're going to play Family Reunion, and we're going to be right back.
Family reunion, gonna have a family reunion. family is the solution to the world's problems today. Now let's take a look at the family. In the family, the father is like the head, the leader, the director, not domineering, but showing love. The right arm of the father. They're supposed to do the cooking, raise the children, do the sewing, and help the father to guide and direct. Then there's the son. The son, most sons are like imitators of their father. We're back again to the father. He is guiding in the right way. The son is definitely going to be all right. Then we have the daughter watching her mother, because sooner or later she's going to be a mother and she'll have her own son.
And then she cut it off too. Family Reunion by the OJs. So, you know, it brought back such, incredible memories. We had a family reunion back in 2014, and everybody went back to where our grandparents and my mother was born in Louisiana. And I just saw her face through that whole song, because at the family reunion, she just was just beaming with so much pride as she looked out into the audience and saw her nieces and her nephews and her sons and her daughters and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. She just smiled. She just had this really, really beautiful smile. So thanks, Mom, for that. So you're listening to Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. Tonight we are talking about Tell Your Story with my brother William Safir. He's explaining to us the importance and why it's important to tell our stories. We are broadcasting live from the very same street that we grew up on in Watts, California. So this whole trip has been extremely significant in a lot of different ways, reminded us where we got our start. William particularly has always had this vision of seeing better, seeing more, having the imagination, the vision to be able to see something that wasn't there. You know, they told us we lived in the ghetto, you know, and we weren't supposed to expect anything more than what we had. And William didn't see that. He always wanted to see more for the community, for the next door neighbor, for the elder neighbors. And so back in 1961, he really got started in a movement that has not stopped. That movement back in the early 60s was one of the most powerful things to ever happen in Watts, California. And it was called, or is called, Student Committee for Improvement in Watts. And it was a bunch of teenagers, preteens, and we took on City Hall, we took on politicians, we took on business owners, and because William had the vision, and he convinced us to have the same vision with him. So it's just been an incredible journey to watch him grow. And so as he's talking to us tonight about Tell Your Story, I also want him to talk about his newest initiative called the Youth Leadership Ranch. And as we go through this evening, just remember that our mother just transitioned a few days ago. So if we kind of, you know, like go back and grab some memories and tell you about the love that she had for us and her impact on the strong people that we are today. It's a witness to who she is. She'll always be with us, but she has recently decided to go see what the next level is about. So I'm going to bring my brother William Saphir back on to talk to us a little bit about the Youth Leadership Ranch and whatever else is he's doing.
Let me start by putting a line under a thought that Sandy just shared with you. My mother, as I thought very carefully about her life, what motivated her, inspired her to leave a small country town in Louisiana, LeCount, Louisiana, that most of the world had not ever heard of. I like to call it a one horse town, maybe a half a horse town. That's how small it is, and it hasn't grown much since then. But what motivated her to get up and find a way to get out of that small town and the small-mindedness that usually comes with being in a small town, especially a small town in Louisiana, was the desire to want something better for herself. You know, she wanted more. She wanted something better, and she thought she could get it out on the West Coast. So that strong urge that she had, I am convinced that's the seed that she put in us and her children, and I know it certainly took root in me. And I can't help but think, again, we're right here on the street where all these things happen. I can remember sitting on the front porch of our house right here on 115th Street. And just a half a block from probably the worst part of Watts, and Watts at that time in history was considered the worst place on the planet. And we probably lived on the most concentrated part of what made people consider it being such a terrible place to live. There was prostitution, there was gambling, there was number running, there was alcoholism, there was homelessness, and God, I could go on and on, but it was all concentrated in this half a block area that where we lived, and we used to witness this as kids every day. I can recall, and I think this was the turning point in my life, when I was sitting on the front porch, and a Cadillac, brand new Cadillac, drove up, and next thing I knew, the driver, was a pimp. He takes his foot and kicks his prostitute out of the car, and the poor thing, he had been beating her before, but she had all she could do was just sit on the side of the curb, and she had tracks up and down her arm. If you know anything about harem, we used to call it smack back in the day, but she had tracks all up and down her arm, and she just sat there scratching her arms as most at that time heroin addicts did, and she just sat there until she finally got up enough strength to get up and walk down to the corner and start tricking again. To go down and start trying to lure men into her business. Now this that got the whole thing started, and that had mushroomed into the student committee for improvement in Watts. That had such a deep impression upon me. Till, you know, I just made up my mind. I said, something has to happen. Something has to be done. And don't see anybody else doing it. Not on my block, in my neighborhood, in my community. And so we just took on responsibility. I started sharing the thoughts with Sandy and with the rest of the family and with neighbors. And my mother, she, you would think that coming out of an environment like she came out of the Deep South, that there would be fear, there would be hesitation. I didn't sense any of that from her. She embraced what we were doing. Our home became the meeting place. It became the place where a lot of the members of SCIFU, we called it, the Student Committee for Improvement in Watts, where a lot of the members would come over and spend the night and eat. She became the surrogate mother for looked like half of Watts, you know. I hear from friends even today that thank her for helping them get their life stabilized. So that part of my story I definitely wanted to share with you. But I saw that what young people can do, you know, the energy from young people, the creativity that the unbridled creativity from young people, it can reshape the world. It can move the world. And I know that. I saw it. I witnessed it. The only thing that slowed us down was the Watts riots, the same things that motivated us to get up and do something constructive. It was just so much, just a heavy load for the rest of the community to bear until they got so frustrated, so angry, so disillusioned till they thought that it was best to burn it down. And it wasn't the whole community, but enough, and hence the Watts riots in 1965. And we couldn't recover as an organization at the time. But the dream, the vision, the desire never left. Fast forward, Sandy and I created an organization back in 2001 called Keep America Strong, which is an extension of Student Committee for Improvement in Watts. It's the same vision, the same desire to see this country that is ours. We don't think it's their country. We claim it, you know, and we think that we have the vision, the strength, the support from the Creator and the creation to do what we can to take our home, this country, and make it what all that it can be and really is. We're going to do that by helping by the elders sharing our stories with our youth. And that's the concept in the Youth Leadership Ranch, where the elders have so much to share. We're going to have us tell our story to the youth coming behind us, the very young, the young adults, those that are a few years younger. And we're going to share our stories, and we're going to record it. And as we share that, we will be pouring into them the best that we are, the best that we have. And those we anticipate a core group of them will become that leadership that we so vitally need throughout the planet, especially here in the United States. But that's the idea behind the Youth Leadership Ranch. We'll do it physically. We're based out in Atlanta, but it's a national project, a national effort. So we're going to invite young people and elders from all over the United States, and we're going to share our stories. We're going to share our experience. We're going to share our skills, and we will give them our best. So as they evolve and grow and become the leaders that they were destined to be, created to be, then we will be assuring ourselves of a bright future.
All right, we've got another caller coming up, and we want to make sure that you know you can give us a jingle here at 516-531-9819. Press 1 to let us know you want to speak live on air with us. All comments and concerns are always welcome. There's never any judgment or criticism or any of that, because everybody has a voice, and we want to hear that. So caller 940-535, you want to give us your name, where you're calling from, and your contribution to the conversation.
Yes, this is Eve, and you know what? This is to Mom, and Mom, you know what? I'm so excited about Mom, and I'm so elevated about Mom and all the moms in the land, in the world, and Mom is just really bringing it out of me right now, and I want you to know that however this goes, it's for Mom. And you know what, I don't know all of this, but I want the audience to hold on to me. Here I go. Here we go. I'll always love my mama. She's my favorite girl. I'll always love my mama. She brought me in this world. Oh, my mom is so special. The only one that we have. I'll never change her. She's the one that brought me through. Audience, I love Mama. I can't say it better than her. From the time I was in her stomach, I owe her all the goodness that I've got. Talking about Mama, oh, she's one of a kind. Mama, you got yours, and I got mine. Talking about Mama, oh, whoa, I love what you do, Mom.
Absolutely wonderful, Eve. Oh, my God.
That was great.
Hey, y'all. I so love y'all. I so love Mom. You know, watch this. Your mom is my mom. Hey, what a blessing to have Mom. Hey, you know what? Mom has given me so much energy and so much. Wait a minute. Y'all, I'm not a singer. Mom said, yes, y'all. Hey, I love y'all. Hey, let me keep on enjoying the show. But, hey, I'm going to enjoy the show, and I'm going to enjoy Mom, and I'm going to enjoy all the moms. And I love you all, and thank you all for bringing it. And I'm going to lay back and listen, and I'm going to try to hold on to myself.
Well, thank you, Eve. And your singing is absolutely beautiful. Thank you for going there and sharing with us so wonderfully.
Oh, thank you, wonderful. Let's keep Mama rolling. Thanks.
Thank you. So our next caller is area code 470-808. You want to give us your name, where you're calling from, and your contribution to the conversation, please.
Hi, Sandy. This is Tammy all the way from Georgia, Winder. How you doing, girl?
Good.
I just want to just say this. I thank you so much for all the work that you do in California, all the work that you do in Georgia, and all the work that you do in the rural area supporting organizations. But it was one word that you and your brother William said, and it just sent chills all over me. And I was thinking about, you know, we have to bear witness to our ancestors. We got to be able to tell the story, not only our story, but their story. And I appreciate so much of you all bearing witness to your mother's wisdom. That was just so powerful. It just really sent chills over me because, see, we have to be able to tell the story. We got to be able to tell the story to the young generation so that generation can continue to tell it because, you know, as African-American people, we have been misrepresented, we have been misled, and they never, never hear the real truth of our parents, their parents. We just need to be able to bear witness to what the truth really is and the wisdom that we have for our communities. So this is such a great honor for this show tonight. I am just so overwhelmed, but I'm going to get off, and I'm sending much love to you and your family as always.
Thank you so much, Tammy. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Tammy. We really appreciate that. You know, it's the beauty in all of this is that while we and our stories, you know, we have a blood ties, more direct blood ties to our siblings, to our parents, to our kin, but we're all family. You know, that's one of the things that again, giving tribute to my mom, to our mom. She she shared that that mother space, that mother wisdom, that mother care. She just shared this naturally with all the young people that we grew from as an organization, the Student Committee for Improvement in Watts, I'm talking about. We grew from just a handful to within a few years, we had grown to between 200 and 300 strong. And she always just opened herself up to whoever came, you know, and so she lived it, you know. And one of the things that happens too often is that we have carried that tradition of identifying families in their negative qualities. You say, oh, that's just those Browns over there. That's those Armsteads over there. You know, that's just those Saphirs. That's the way they are, you know. And it's usually negative qualities. We've been conditioned like that. But, you know, as we look at ourselves and we look at our families and understand that what we might call the bad qualities, the negative qualities, they are just there to strengthen the good. You know, just like in order to strengthen a muscle, you have to put some weight against it. Those things that we see and that too often we identify ourselves, even individually, with negative qualities that don't build us, destructive qualities. We identify ourselves in those qualities as opposed to understanding that those things, those unfortunate things, those negative things, those things we would say are bad, those things are just there to strengthen who we really are, you know. And when we see it like that, and when we identify our ancestors, our parents, ourselves, those even those coming after us, when we identify ourselves and our beauty and our strength and our essence and our purpose, and our goodness, when we identify ourselves like that and we hold on to that, then we put the other stuff in perspective and just know that that's there to support us and our excellence and our human excellence and our purpose and our good. And the other stuff will always be there, the negative stuff, the destructive stuff, that will always be there. That's part of the mix. But that's not you. That's not us. You know, it's part of your story, but it's not you. You know, and I really see that in my mother because, you know, she we were going through some of the records today, and we were seeing some things that we didn't really were aware of that in her history, her story, and we could focus on that, but we missing the mark because those things that her in her weakness. And her problems, those things were just there to strengthen her and us, So I just wanted to share that, you know, in terms of telling your story. You want to tell all of it, the good, the bad, the ugly, all of it's your story, and you have to honor it, all of it. You have to honor all of it. And we're talking about health, wealth, and happiness, right? Well, again, it's all of it, all of that. Contributes to your health, all of that contributes to your wealth, all of that contributes to your happiness, your whole story. And you should embrace all of it.
All right. Go ahead, yeah.
This is Casey again. May I add something, please?
Sure, Casey.
Yeah, it'll be 51 years ago next week. The day after Thanksgiving on a Friday night, our house burned down in South Seattle. Now, I was home babysitting my sister at the time, and I did save her life. But what had happened as a result, because it was on a Thanksgiving Day weekend, we could not get a insurance adjuster to come out. And so my mother and I sat in the living room was smoke and water damaged. The rest of the house was torched. we sat there in front of the fireplace peeling apart photographs, because that was the heritage, that was the ancestry, that was the most valuable thing, because the photographs were the real memories, and they were wet and burnt, and we sat there in front of the fireplace peeling these apart, just her and I. We were there alone all weekend, saving the family heritage. And my mother taught me valuable lessons, and I so honor her. And during that time, three different times during that weekend, looters had come driving up the driveway, and you'd think, where do people come from with that? Like, you haven't got enough tragedy on your hands, your house burned down, and people come to steal from you. It's really, you know, I think back and I go, wow, you know, the strength and the wisdom and the honor that my mother taught me with her her great strength, I will always carry with me. You know, she I started catering with her at 14 years old, and I'll leave you with just this last note. And she taught me very early, you always leave a kitchen cleaner than you found it, and no one will ever question what you were doing there. And so I just wanted to share that, because it's another memory that's just coming up, that during this holiday period, there's so many things that changed my life. I learned what it was like in the blink of an eye to have nothing but yourself. Yeah.
And Casey, your story is just really wonderful, because it's not just the kitchen that you want to leave in a better condition when you depart. You know, it's relationships with other people. It's an organization that you're a part of. It's a community that you live in. So it's all of those things that should be better when you leave than it was when you first came in. And I would add to your mother's wisdom that, you know, if you can't do that, then leave before you start tearing stuff up. You know, like, your mom sounds like such a beautiful person. Yeah. And then, you know, to have those the photos where you're literally having to scrape them from off of the wall. Wow, that's.
Yeah, everything else was everything else is replaceable, but those memories were so valuable, and that's what
indeed.
We were preserving. Yeah.
Right. Powerful.
Yeah.
Very powerful. Well, thank you for sharing with us. And so we, tonight, this is Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. If you have a comment, question, or a statement, you want to share your story as Casey has, our number here is 516-531-9819. You would simply press 1 on your dial to let us know you want to talk live on air. So tonight on Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show, we've been talking with my brother William Saphir, and the title of his talk tonight is called Tell Your Story, Manifest Health, Wealth, and Happiness. We've also been talking about the legacy of our mothers, our combination. Because every mother is everybody's mother, if that makes sense to you. And so the lessons that we learn, we share with others, and so we're blessing other people. And a lot of times our mothers don't even know, you know, and as in our case, as with Casey, you know, our mothers are no longer here on this physical plane, but the lessons and the love are still teachable to other people. And that's what we are about this evening, is celebrating the motherhood. And so I, for one, am very thankful that, you know, we can do that, that we have the sense and sensibility, the compassion and the passion to be able to look back on these lives and just honor them and all that they came to share with us. So, again, this is Life, Love, and Wellness, the Sandy Rogers Show. If you would like a statement to add a statement to the conversation, we've got about 15 minutes or so left for that. The call-in number is 516-531-9819. Press 1 to let us know you want to talk live on air. And I want to give the phone or the airwaves back over to William. So we started off talking about 56 years ago. 1961 was where or when the Student Committee for Improvement in Watts was birthed, and it was birthed right here. And we are so blessed to be on the same street where we grew up, and it's 115th Street in Watts, right off of Imperial Highway, if you're at all familiar, right in the line of fire and smoke and blaze during the Watts riots of the 60s. And so it's been a very heartfelt reunion of sorts with our own emotions, with the passing of our mother, and just to be sitting in gratitude during this time of Thanksgiving. So I'm going to share the mic with William at this point. We got one more caller. Let's pull the caller first. Area code 404-578. You want to give us your name, where you're calling from, and your comment, contribution to the conversation, please.
Yes, this is Wanda Butt. Sandy, how are you?
Hey, Wanda, doing very well. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, I just wanted to call in and just make a comment about it and just saying an honor here for your mom's birthday and all of this wisdom. I'm just listening in and thinking back when they said in when the riot took place, I was just born in 61. However, I feel, like I said, I've got a lot to tell, but I'm going to save it for tonight. I just want to give honor to everything that you all have said, your brother, the other gentleman and the lady that called in, and just say I'm glad because I am in California, not over with Watts, but I'm here, and I just feel so honored and being a real part of this and look forward to working with you on other things and possibly with him on the movement that's taking place that you all have diligently worked so hard on.
Oh, that's awesome, Wanda. This is William. We really appreciate that. You know, because it takes, they say it takes a village to raise a child. You know, I think over time it's grown, it's expanded. I think it takes a whole global community, a whole global village to raise a child. So it's going to take our collective effort to make this thing happen. So, yes, we would welcome any and all support of any. Oh, and it's definitely needed. So we really appreciate your comments and willingness to help. So important. You know, Sandy said something that really kind of brought me full circle. Mom, in her later years, she did a lot of. I heard a lot of thank yous coming from her. I mean, she really got into this state of gratitude. Sometimes I thought she was going a little overboard with it, but I understand now. You know, a life is really, really, really about gratitude. You know, being able to be grateful for being able to go to sleep at night, being grateful for being able to wake up in the morning, being able to even come from that 180-degree incline, lying down flat on the bed, to be able to stand up, you know, to stand up. You have to be grateful for that, you know, be able to move your muscles and your fingers and your toes. You can't take any of that for granted, to be able to breathe, for your heart to beat, for your lungs to work, you know, for your mind to be able to deliver thoughts, good thoughts, even those what you might consider bad thoughts, any of that, for your mind to be able to operate, you know, and that's the most wonderful thing that the Creator blessed His creation with, and that's the human mind. So for it to be able to span time and space and be able to explore and engage His whole creation, the sun, the moon, the stars, the earth, the plants, just so much to be grateful for. I mean, you actually, if you got into the state of gratitude and just started out, there would be no ending to it if you start counting all the things that you have, that I have, that any of us have, all of us have, to be grateful for. I mean, you can start from just numbering the insects, numbering the stars, because each thing, no matter how small or how large it is, it has great significance in the scheme of things. It has a place. It has a role. It has a purpose. You know, in our life, and just like you do, that's why your story is so important, because everything has a purpose. Everything has a place. Everything has a direction and a goal. And in this sense of gratitude, is just so wonderfully human. You know, and the thing that's missing in the world is that we have been detached from our humanity, our sense of belonging and owning our space, and the thing that opens us up to it again is the state of gratitude, you know. So again, Mom really, really got into that space in our latter years. I really saw that in her, and heard that coming from her constantly.
Thank you, William, for sharing that, because it's so true. We've got another caller. Would you identify yourself, give us your name, where you're calling from, and your contribution to the conversation tonight, please?
My name is Anthony A.K. King.
Hello, Mr. King.
Hi.
Hey, A.K. I love you, man.
Hi. I just wanted to tell you guys I love you. Uncle William, I love you. Auntie Sandy,
I
love you. And
love you more.
Since y'all hanging out in y'all's old stopping ground when the world was in black and white, and I mean for real, you guys are, for those who are listening, this is my aunt and my uncle, both of them, so influential in my life. You know, everybody knows about me and you, Red. That's my Auntie Sandy.
You know, putting my business all out, huh? Call me Red and everything.
What's up, Red? And my Uncle William. I'm going to tell y'all real quick. My Uncle William was the most amazing man on the planet to me when I was a little boy. Right over there on that street where they are on 115th Street, my Uncle William was a Muslim. So I got to see, he looked like a superhero to me because he had on a bow tie and he had the final calls and the bean pie. But the most impressive thing about him to me at that time, and I must have been, wow, maybe 7, 8, 9, something like that. He had kungas. He had kungas in his room, and he let me play them. And I want you guys to know, every time you ever hear any of my music and I'm playing percussions, it is my Uncle William playing through me, because I learned how to play that instrument just watching him have them. And I love you, and I've been telling you that my whole life, and I appreciate you greatly, man. You are the rhythm in my life. And I love you, and I appreciate you.
Yeah, I appreciate you, man. That means so much, you know, AK, because that's what life is about. You know, it's about, you know, not orchestrating in a way where it's artificial, but just giving of yourself and just being in the flow, you know, and what better way to appreciate and interpret the flow is through the rhythm of the flow, you know, so... I appreciate you, man, for bringing that that you know, and you mentioned it happening right here on this street, you know, and in our home here. There was a rhythm in Watts, mm-hmm. You know, and a rhythm that if you just felt it, there was a vibration, a rhythm, a back and forth motion, you know, that frequency, you know, of life, that we happen to be blessed to capture. You know, that's the only way we can describe the guidance that we got. We were just kids, man. We didn't know what we were doing, but we just felt it and we moved with it. So I appreciate you really going to the center of that by just talking about that idea of just how significant and important rhythm is. And I feel so honored that you have carried it and developed it, you know, because too often our gifts are given, but they aren't appreciated to the point where a person will actually develop it themselves. Know, and see how that fits for them, and use that in their expression. You know, so hey, man, I'm with you, and I love you too from the bottom of my heart, man.
Thank you, brother. And let me say this to all of those whose mothers are on the other side. Much love to you all. Big hugs. Whole lot of love. I share your sentiment. And to those of you that have mothers, every chance you get, look at them, stare at them, touch them, listen, because I'm going to tell you something. One day, they're not going to be here, and you are going to miss them. So take advantage of every moment that you get with your parents, period. The moms are really something special, so hold on tight, y'all. Love all y'all. Going back on mute.
All right, love you, baby. Ashe, I tell you, we must incorporate loving on each other as normal as shaking a hand or saying hello. You know, just sharing that love. You never know, you know, what a person's going through or how you can add to their life. And so that is one of the simplest things that we could do to lift each other up is to show that love. And who better than our parents, our siblings, our family members? And, you know, family members aren't always blood. We have family members that are adopted into our tribes, and they fit just as if they did share the same blood. So it's really been a special night tonight, and talking about our mothers and singing about our mothers. We were reconnected to our stories, and in that process, as William said, we get to reclaim and we get to manifest our health, our wealth, and our happiness. And that's all a part of this movement, as Wanda spoke briefly about moments ago. It's a movement that we need to reconnect with, because it's who we are. It's our authenticity that's missing. As William was talking about the rhythm in the community and the flow in Watts, we were more connected as a people, as a community, as a tribe. We were connected, and people looked out for each other. And so that would be a part of the story that William and I would tell, or I would say most of the children in our family, because we still incorporate that into how we relate with to one another. And so it's really important, and I'm not sure exactly who has said it, but, you know, like in honoring the ancestors and remembering the values that they taught us and acknowledging that and letting the younger generation know that what they're being taught is from the older generation. as part of our family traditions. So we are at pretty close to the end of the show. I am going to let William say a few closing comments, and I appreciate you so much, you guys, for being with us. And then I'm going to close the show out on a song which I think my mother has just put my hand on. So I'm going to let William say some closing words, and then we're going to play this last song for my mother, Mrs. Bobberdine Golf Brown.
We, Sandy and I, back in 2001, I mentioned earlier, form an organization called Keep America Strong. You can find us. It's still in the construction stages, but, you know, we do things as we move through life. You know, we don't wait till we get an absolute perfect finished product. But so it's still in the making, but you can get information on who we are, what we're doing, and stay in touch with us. Of course, on Sandy's show on Tuesdays, you can stay in touch. But if you want to go online, you can reach us at keepamericastrong.org. That's keepamericastrong.org. Oh, that's right. I'm sorry, Sandy. Sandy had to correct me. It's keepamericastrong.inc. keepamericastrong.inc.org. You never would have found it otherwise. It's keepamericastronginc.org. keepamericastronginc.org. And that'll give you some information on some of the things that Sandy and I have been doing over the years, because it's all been one movement. You know, it started in as she mentioned back in 1961 here in Watts, but she and I have been moving that movement forward in all its expressions. And she's working on some big programs, projects right now, and so am I. And this Youth Leadership Ranch, I think, is one of the biggest efforts that I know that I participated in, because it's the baby boomers, you know, us, not just us, but us in the forefront of sharing our story, because we're losing members of the baby boomer group every day. And so we want to capture what we've been blessed with, share it with the youth coming behind us, and do it in a way till the world can benefit from it. So go to keepamericastronginc.org, and you can connect with us. I really appreciate those who called in, those who were singing for us, and and the heartfelt story that was shared, the memories. You know, we appreciate all of it. You know, it's because you're all family. I mean, and we really feel that. I certainly feel honored to be a part of this forward movement. And again, we need your help. We need your support. So be sure to stay in touch and support Sandy and her weekly program, and reach us on our site. Thank you.
I love you guys. Have a most powerful week. And this last record here is dedicated to my mom, because I know she put this up in front of my face. I love you all, and I'll see you next week.
Okay.
What a shame. All right. My lady at the casino, she lost all her money. She said, don't feel sorry for me. No. Don't feel sorry, honey. But if you want to do a lady a favor, here's what I want you to do. Just loan me $2. Oh, I'll tell her.
Dedicated to my mom who put it up on my screen. I'll see you next Tuesday. Love you, love you, love you.
Bye. Bye.